Hannah Murray on TRE in the afternoon.
Joining us on the line now is Andy and Claire Stocks. They are a husband and wife from Barnsley. Their book, It Started With a Van, is the true story of how a faulty Mercedes, a bolt that took 2 weeks, an angle grinder to remove, and a YouTube channel that started with 5 views led 2 people from Barnsley on the adventure they had never planned and couldn't stop having. This book is about a van, a marriage, a dog called Pablo, and the difference between vision and reality. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi.
Thank you. Hello.
It's lovely to have you both. So how did this adventure start then? Where did this van come from?
So I had a beautiful car that I absolutely cherished. And during the lockdown, it decided it was going to throw this fault up. And it was intermittent. And I hung on to the car as long as I could. And then it finally gave way. So like a spoilt little brat that I was, instead of buying another car, I thought I'll buy a van and that'll realign all the universe. And I sold this idea to Claire that we were going to convert this into a camper van and have a big adventure.
Were you not convinced, Claire?
Well, it wasn't quite as straightforward as that, because it was a carpenter's van and it was a very much so a work van. It was, you couldn't sleep in it or anything. So Andrew had the brainwave that he would convert it into a luxurious van for us and wonderful travels. Yes.
And how easy was that process?
It wasn't easy at all. I've got zero DIY skills. So it was, how can we say, it was a bodge job, to say the least. It took quite a bit of time for me to do in between work. The thing is that I actually thought I'd done a good job. But then when we posted it onto different things, people thought it were a bit of a comedy thing the reality setting, I think.
That's right. We did some serious videos about how to convert vans to help others out there, you know, in your need, if you need any help. But actually people were saying it was quite comical, and, you know, thank you for the funny video, but it wasn't funny. It was a serious video. So that explains, I think, the quality of the van.
Right. Okay. And what was it like to sleep in and travel in, Claire?
Well, actually, it was surprisingly good.
Oh, there you go.
Eventually, it was surprisingly good. We went all over it, all over Europe, and it was fantastic. The only issue was it had no toilet in it.
Ah, okay.
But apart from that, it was brilliant. We had some great adventures.
One thing that happened, though, is that we actually ran out of room to live in. So we've got a bit of a difference in height. I'm 6'4", Claire's 5'3". So I thought it might be a good idea to chop Claire's side of the bed down a little bit. But that didn't go down very well either.
Yeah, I turned up one day and the bed was up to my knees. So I think I had to dangle off the edge of the bed to get a bit more.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
Absolutely proof story, yes. Went to Switzerland like that. So, yeah.
Oh dear. So before you ventured out into Europe, you were doing trips in the UK. What were they like? What did you see in the UK?
Ooh, well, we went to our Yorkshire coast, beautiful Yorkshire coast, and we went. Where did we go?
We went to Formby, which is a place we'd never been to. Formby. I don't know if many people have been there, but it's absolutely beautiful. The beach is massive, so we had a great day there as well.
Yeah, we did Wales. Yeah. We did the Peak District, all those type of places before we headed into Europe.
There's so much to see, isn't there? And we don't often explore what's on our doorstep. You know, I haven't seen much of England and the UK at all, having lived abroad for a lot of my adult life. And there's, you know, when I talk to people who have been to all those places you just mentioned, you know, as long as the weather's nice, which obviously we can't always rely on, the UK is beautiful.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've found through doing this, there are places that we would never, ever have been to. And, it's like we're rediscovering our own country again.
Yeah, very beautiful. And all the different historical things, you know, there's so much to see that we didn't even realise, the castles and all the waterfalls. I mean, there's lots of waterfalls in England that we didn't appreciate as well, isn't there?
Well, it's interesting because we went to Costa Rica on a hunt to find waterfalls, not in the van, but
years ago.
And then when we got the van, your old boss said, well, that's perfect because you'll see some real waterfalls now because they're all in North Yorkshire. And we didn't believe him, but we found them. And it's true.
Wow, how amazing. Oh, that's great to be discovering lots of things that you didn't know as well and seeing it all. So what made you want to document all this on a YouTube channel?
So what happened was I'd been doing little bits of filming of things, and we got an iPad to help us navigate. In the book, it tells you it was my big plan to turn an old van into like a Tesla type of thing by sticking an iPad to the dashboard. But then I realised I could transfer some video to the iPad and make little videos to put them together. So, but then I ran out of storage because it's only a little iPad. So we put them up to YouTube and then people started watching them. That's how that came about.
Yeah. And how did you get people to watch them? I mean, were you putting them all out on social media and things, or it just somehow happened by chance?
I think maybe it's because I was saying, oh, you know, this is how you convert a van, and they were looking for genuine help.
Yeah.
And then when they found it, they just probably got more entertained than help.
It's a comedy channel, yes. Yeah. A lot of our videos, when we travelled around, we made them quite funny. You know, they're quite different, some of the early videos than what we do now, or what you can see on YouTube. So I think that attracted quite a lot of different people to us. So, look at these guys, they're doing some... You know,
yeah, because it was accidental. We were making the videos purely for us, you know, and then just people started to watch it, and then we were like, ooh, we best concentrate a little bit on what we're doing.
Oh, that's nice, because I expect people probably related to you a lot, realising that you're normal and making mistakes and things like that, because a lot of the content we see online, everybody's looking perfect, you know, they've all got their hair and makeup done, they've got the right lighting and everything is made to look perfect, which some people like, but I think some people appreciate normal people and normal situations.
Well, that's it. And I think, you know, the tour of the van really presented us as down to earth and not really bothered about aesthetics.
A lot of people were saying, you remind us of us. You're just like us.
Oh.
Because it was just, you know, we went along doing things, didn't we? Went about our business, and, you know, people kind of saw something in that, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and enjoyed definitely. and followed our journey, really.
Oh, that's lovely. So tell me about Europe. Where did you venture out onto the continent?
Well, we started off in France.
Yep.
And then we were going somewhere in France, but the iPad navigation and Claire input and that went a little bit wrong, and we ended up in Belgium accidentally.
Yes.
And then we came
down. It was near enough.
We enjoyed it. Again, we saw somewhere we wouldn't normally see.
Nice chocolate. We went
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We did Luxembourg, Germany, Switzerland.
Liechtenstein,
Italy.
Yeah, the end goal was Lake Como.
Yes.
So we went all the way to Lake Como in a carpenter's van, which was, looking back now, absolutely brilliant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That we actually did that in that van.
It was remarkable.
Yeah.
We were just... Oh, sorry, we're just praying that it would get us back.
Get us home, yes. We did.
Oh, wonderful. And the fact that you didn't have a toilet, that must have made a real difference into where you parked the van. You know, you could sleep in the van, so you didn't need a campsite necessarily, but the fact that you needed a toilet, did you always have to be in a campsite?
Well, we had to plan. I wanted to know where I was going to be, you know, so I could plan these things. You know, ladies like showers and toilets and things, so... We kind of planned the route quite well around that, really. And we did have campsites booked, so we had a goal. We need to get here by this time,
okay.
Which kind of pushed us around. So actually, in hindsight, because we were quite organised, it was absolutely fine. It wasn't really a problem. I don't remember it being a problem at all.
No.
Oh, that's really good. And I bet the campsites you stayed on, some were lovely and some were shocking, were they? Or were they all right?
Yeah, we stayed in an interesting one in France where we felt like we'd just crashed somebody's party.
Very strange.
Yeah, but they were really nice to us.
Yep.
And then we stayed in some amazing ones. One that stood out has got to be the one in Switzerland. What was
it's
that called?
It's called Camping Jungfrau.
Camping Jungfrau. And out of the back of our beautiful carpenter's van with splinters sticking out of it, we had three waterfalls, we had a big glacier, and we took our dog up to the top of the Schilthorn, which is where they filmed the James Bond film. And so we thought we'd make our own, which we did, and that was a strange video, but we liked it.
One of our videos is like a James Bond film, which sounds great, so yeah. But it's true. That's what we're doing at the time, so it was great.
Oh, wonderful. And you must have met some weird and wonderful people along the way. Did you make any friends that you've been in touch with since?
I don't think we have, have we?
Well, on the European tour, no, but from back home, we have got so many friends from this, and there's some amazing people that watch us, follow us, we bump into them. It's just been an amazing experience. Now our social group has just gone huge.
Yes, expanded.
Oh, yeah. How lovely. That's nice. Mm. So now you're back from the trip then. Are you still posting online? Are you planning a new trip? Other than the writing of this book, obviously, what are you up to now?
Well, we're out every weekend. We do two campsites every weekend. We are planning the next big trip. We want to go to Spain. We did a little bit of a recce.
You did?
And we flew out there. I flew out there. I didn't know Claire was going to come, so I'm in Benidorm having the time of my life.
And then
as I'm going out for my next night out, the lift opened and Claire was there, which was quite a surprise. But we had a nice night, didn't we? It wasn't really what we had planned, but... so we had a look around the campsites in Benidorm, which were fantastic and all that area. I'm also, we have another channel where I ride motorbikes, and the roads around that area are beautiful. So we want to go back down.
Yep.
We're going to probably do it later this year where the weather's cooled down because we've got the dogs. We want to bring the dogs across because they won't have time to acclimatise, obviously. And we're really excited for this Spain trip.
So Spain it is later this year.
Brilliant. Well, keep in touch because that's where we are. I'm my bay away.
Oh, we'll have to come down
Costa del Sol. Yeah. So about how many hours from Benidorm? Probably about 7 hours drive from Benidorm, I'd say, further down south we are.
We can do that. Do that in the morning. We're all right.
But no, I mean, I know I'm biased because I live here, but Spain is a beautiful country. There is so much to see and so much more than the coastline as well. You know, if you go inland, I mean, spectacular. You'll have an amazing time here. So, do keep in touch. Anything I can help you with.
That would be fantastic. So I've actually been doing Duolingo for about 4 years and I've still got no idea what I'm saying. So it'd be great to practice.
Cerveza. Just say cerveza. That's beer.
That sounds welcome.
Exactly. Gracias. There you go. Oh, it's brilliant. I love it. So what do your family think of what you're doing?
I think we're crazy, but they thought that before.
Okay. So no difference there.
We've got two girls, they're 21, and they thought it were a really crazy thing. But I think since we've got the book and everything else, they're getting really excited. Sometimes they come on the videos and they get a little bit shocked that they don't go viral.
Because they're on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I have to ask, because people might be thinking, how are you affording to do all this?
Well, we keep us cost down quite a bit, but when we go to places, we do have a thing where we want to support the local area. So we will eat out, we will go and visit different things, but we're still working, and we just cut our hours down a little bit so that we can concentrate a little bit more on the content. But through the, you know, nowadays with YouTube, you do get paid through YouTube because they serve adverts on there. So we have a little bit of an income from that can offset things.
Plus our day jobs.
And the jobs. So basically, if we're not working, we're travelling. So the money from our jobs goes into the travelling and we're happy like that.
Oh, brilliant. I love that. I didn't realise you were still working. So you're doing it all.
A little bit.
Oh, good for you. Well, if people want to get a copy of the book, it's called It Started With a Van. It's available on our website, tre.radio, and it's by Andy and Claire Stocks, who we've been chatting with. Thank you both so much for joining us and happy travels.
Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.